Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back. Today's Daf is Tzachim Tzadik Hei. We begin at the Mishnah. Ma bein Pesach harishon l'sheni. What differences do we have between the first Karban Pesach and the second Karban Pesach? Says the Mishnah, harishon asur bebal yiro bal yimotzah. During the first Pesach, during the first Yom Tov of Pesach, we have the Isser of Chametz. Chametz is not meant to be seen, to be found. V'asheni, as opposed to the Pesach Sheni, we have no Chametz restriction. Chametz or Matzah ima v'abayis, you can have Chametz and Matzah together in the same house. Now actually Rashi in Chumash says you can have it in your house, but you cannot eat Chametz together with the Pesach Sheni. So there is some form of limitation, but the general Isser of Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzah doesn't apply during Pesach Sheni. So here's one difference between the two Pesachim. But generally speaking, Pesach Sheni is very similar. It's almost a replica of Pesach Rishon. Harishon Ton Halal Bachilasei. When we eat the Pesach Rishon, we say Halal. V'Hasheni Eino Ton Halal Bachilasei. Not the Pesach Sheni. There's no Halal when we eat the Pesach. Zeh v'zeh ton halal basi yosan. However, Rishon and Sheni require halal to be said during the hakrav of the Karban Pesach. Nechol and Tzoli, they're both eaten roasted. Al matzo meroirim, together with matzo meroir. V'deichnas ha-Shabbos, and they are both deichnas ha-Shabbos. Tan Rabbanon, kechoil chukas ha-Pesach, yasu oisoi. Pasuk tells us that the Pesach Sheni is meant to mirror, resemble Pesach Rishon. All the halachos of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni as well. Yasu oisoi b'mitzvah shebegufoi hakasav medaber. This applies strictly to the korban itself, to the guf hakorban, to the animal. How are you makrivit, etc. Let's see Rashi on the third line from the top. B'mitzvah shebegufoi hakasav medaber liriba es hasheni l'din Rishon. The Torah considers the Sheni, Pesach Sheni, similar to the Rishon, only pertaining to mitzvah shebegufay. Elo b'mitzvah shebegufay kigoyin seder avodosav, how you do the avoda, v'achilas tzli, things that are related to the actual body of the Karban Pesach. Avaloy l'mitzvah she'enin begufay, but the Pesach Sheni doesn't resemble Pesach Rishon with respect to mitzvahs that are outside its guf, kigoyin hashpas asoir. As we learned in the Mishnah, there's no mitzvah, there's no iser of chametz during Pesach Sheni. And that we learn from kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi. Oisoi, the actual carbon Sheni, the carbon is meant to resemble in its halachis and in its process and its eating, it's meant to resemble the Pesach Rishon. Continues the Gemara. Mitzvah she'al gufa minayin. What about a mitzvah which is not an integral part of the carbon, but it's al gufa, al means im, together with the guf. For instance, the way you eat the carbon Pesach. Tamaloyma amatzois emroirer mechlu. Mitzvah she'al gufa means something which accompanies the guf. The matzah and the morer. So the Torah here specifically states that Pesach Sheni is meant to be eaten together with matzah and mar, similar to Pesach Rishon. So, with respect to the mitzvahs shebegufay, and also mitzvahs she'al gufay, whether it's actually relating to the carbon itself, or things that take place with the carbon, that are eaten with the carbon, Pesach Sheni is a copy of Pesach Rishon. Yachel afilu mitzvahs shelo ya'al gufay. Perhaps this concept applies to mitzvahs which are totally unrelated to the guf hakorban. For instance, chametz. No, we don't go that far. Talmud Leimar, ve'etzem lo yishberu boy. The pasuk singles out that the bone of the korban Pesach Sheni may not be broken. And we learn from here, ma shviras ha'etzem miyuchad. Just as this issur of breakage is something specific to the guf hakorban, miyuchad mitzvah shebegufay. Afkol mitzvah shebegufay. Likewise, all similarities between Pesach Rishon and Sheni only pertain to the Guf HaKorban, or as we said, to things that accompany the Korban, but not to something which is unrelated, unconnected to the Korban, such as Tashbisu Seor, or the Lav of Valiro Valiamatz. Now Rashi explains that we really need to see the Gemara later on, which will present all the psukim that discuss Pesach Sheni. We actually have some protim, some details, some specifics, actually three specifics. One's an assay, al matzes umrorim rechlu, like we just had. One's a straight out lois assay, v'etzem loyishbur boy. And we have another lois assay, which is related to an essay, lavanitik assay, that's the isser of taking. The lois assay here is, nitik assay is, don't leave the basar past his manachila, don't make it nicer. That's a nitik assay because you can actually burn it to fix up the lav. In any case, we have three stipulations, three clearly detailed guidelines when it comes to Pesach Sheni. And then we have a klal, a more general term, that Pesach Sheni is meant to be a copy, to resemble Pesach Rishon. Kechol chukas haPesach, ha'suaisai kechol, all the halachis of Pesach Rishon applies to Pesach Sheni. So we seem to have some sort of conflict here. On the one hand, the Pasuk provides very specific details. No noisar, no breakage, and you meant to have matzah mar. And the Pesach Sheni will resemble the Pesach Rishon with respect to these three things. Now we have a general statement, follow along completely. The more later we'll explain how is it that we will use all these psukim together to form the proper guidelines and parameters with respect to how much is the Pesach Sheni going to emulate the Pesach Rishon and how much not. In any case, at this point we see the fact that the Pasuk says Etzem Leishbaru Boy, this teaches us that the only halachas of Pesach Rishon that apply to Pesach Sheni are those that relate to the Guf HaKorban, or as we just said, either the Guf itself or with the Guf, unlike Chametz, which is totally unrelated to the Guf HaKorban. So that's the approach of the Tanakam. Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, very straightforward. How do we know that the only halachas are the ones that pertain to the Guf? Yasu Oisai. Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi b'mitzvay shebegufay kasa medaber. Very simple. Pesach Sheni is meant to emulate Pesach Rishon only with respect to the mitzvah shebegufay. Tzoli, matzah marer, etc. But not with respect to chametz, which is unrelated to the guf hakarban. So doesn't seem to be a machlokes here. The question is how you learn it. According to Isi ben Yehuda, it's very simple, straightforward. The pasuk says Yasu Oisa, Kechochukas haPesach Yasu Oisa. The Asi of the carbon, likewise the consumption of the carbon, is meant to resemble the Pesach Rishon. But otherwise, other things like Seir, etc., that are not connected to the Guf HaKorban, will not apply to Pesach Sheni. As opposed to the Tanakama, who doesn't seem to really learn everything from the fact that it has oiso in the pasuk. Rather, we compile the psukim together and we create a limud, a presentation, which will present us with the proper guidelines and parameters of how much to compare Pesach Sheni to Rishon and how much not. Omamar, let's repeat what we just learned. Tanakama says, based on the pasuk of a kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi, we learn that the Pesach Sheni will resemble Pesach Rishon with respect to mitzvah shebegufay. And then the Braisa continues, yochel af mitzvah shleil gufay, perhaps also with respect to mitzvahs which are not contained in the guf, not related to the guf of the Karim Pesach, even those halachas will apply to Pesach Sheni as in Pesach Rishon. Therefore, we need a pasuk of the Shvir Se'etzem, etc. What do you mean? Ha'amris, you just told me, b'mitzvah shebegufay kasa medaber. The fact that the pasuk says, k'chol chukas haPesach yasu oisoi, apparently we're speaking about halachas that apply to the guf, strictly to the guf. Why would you speculate otherwise. You're saying maybe not. Why would you say so? Hachik Amar. This is what the Braisa means to say. Yeah, initially we had a pasuk kecholchu kasar Pesach yasu oisay, which indicated that Pesach Sheni will only have the same halacha as Pesach Rishon with respect to its guf, the akrava, the achila. But now that we discovered another pasuk, al matzos emorim yichlu, that Pesach Sheni will have the din of matzah moir as well, which aren't really integral part of the guf akarban, not part of the guf, the animal, the carbon Pesach animal. Still, we apply that halacha to Pesach Sheni as well. Hachi kamar, hash to the amrs, al matzos emorim yichlu. Now that you've included that in the list, Almo Yasu Oisa Lav Davku. Apparently, when the pasuk says Kecholchu Kasar Pesach Yasu Oisa, that the halachas of Pesach Rishon will be applied with respect to the asiyah of the korban itself. Now that you realize that it's Lav Davku, Oisa is not necessarily Davku specific to the korban itself. You've included things which are really outside the korban. Pes Matzumar. If that's the case, then perhaps include everything. All halachas of Pesach Rishon should apply to Pesach Sheni, even Hashbasas Soir Isur of Chametz. Why? Why would I say that? Because we know there's a formula, one of the Yogimu Midas called Prato Klal, when the Torah stipulates something specific, and then concludes with a generality, such as over here. We have Al Matzah Sumrurim Yechlu, and several other specifics. Don't break a bone, don't have noiser. And then the pasuk concludes with Kechol Chukas HaPesach Asu Oisai. Perhaps we have a prat and then a klal, which results in including everything. The result is everything is nichlal. And therefore all halachas of Pesach Rishon should apply to Pesach Shein, even the Isra of Chametz. Ema says the Gemara. Ema perhaps will say have like a prat klal. This is similar to the prat klal formula, because the Torah begins with a specific list of things that apply to Pesach Sheni, but then concludes with a general term. Everything will apply. V'nasa klal moysev al haprat. The klal here will add all details and all halachis to the prat. V'afilu kol mili nami. In which case, all halachis of Pesach Rishon will apply here as well, including soir, isur chametz. That will be the havamin. Now that we've included matzah mar, although it's not an integral part of the Gufa Karban. Apparently, when it says Kecholchu Kasar Pesach Yasu Oisai is Lav Dafka, only halachas that pertain to the actual Karban, including other halachas as well. So now, let's go to the other extreme and include everything. Through the formula of Prat, Uklal, the Klal is going to be Moisev everything. All halachas of Pesach Rishon apply here. Kamash Malon. That's why the Braisa says no. Because we have a pasuk of Etzma Lo Yishburu Boy, and as Rashi says, the Gemara soon will explain how this works. And therefore we include some halachas and exclude others. That's the Tanakama. But Isi Ben Yehuda goes straight forward. He says, look, Kecholchu Kasar Pesach Yasu Oisai is Dafka, only halachas that pertain to the Gufa Karban, to the Akrava, to the eating of the Karban, but not halachas pertaining to other things like Sa'ir and Chametz. If so, according to Isi, why does the Torah have to stipulate any details, any specifics here? All halachas that pertain to the Gufa Karban should be included. It says the more Isi ben Yehuda, hai etzem ha'yavadle. What's the purpose of the pasuk speaking about not breaking a bone in Pesach Sheni? That's a halacha that is negiah to the Gufa Karban. You're breaking the actual bone in the carbon. Of course it's included. Of course it applies. Kecholchu Kasar Pesach Yasu Oisai. All the halachis pertain to the guf carbon that apply in Pesach Rishon, apply in Pesach Sheni. Miboyle, it's needed for another halacha that we actually had early enough pehei. Suppose you have some marrow, some edible portion within a bone. Could you break through the bone to get there? A mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach. Perhaps the mitzvah say overrides the loisa say a breakage. The chiddush is no, it does not. Why? The fact that the Torah says, "Don't break the bone of the carbon Pesach Sheni," which is really a repetition, because it already said in Pesach Rishon, and especially now according to Issi ben Yehuda, we don't even need it because all halachas of Pesach Rishon that apply to the Guf HaKarbon apply to Pesach Sheni as well. The chiddush here is, don't break a bone to get to the edible part. Miboyle, it's needed le'echad etzem sheyesh b'moyach. That the issur of bone breakage applies whether the etzem has something which roi l'achila was in it, ve'echad etzem sheyesh b'moyach, or a bone that does not have marrow. Says the Gemara, another kasha on the Rabbanon. Now that the Rabbanon will present for us soon a comprehensive guideline when it comes to what we're meant to follow, what is Pesach Sheni meant to resemble, in what way is it meant to resemble Pesach Rishon, in what way not, why does the Pasuk say, what's the point of Oisai? To teach us that it only applies to Mitzvah Shebegufay, we're going to see it on our own by compiling all the psukim and figuring it out. What's the point of adding the word Oisai? If in any case they learn that Oisai is not Dafka, and we need the entire gamut of psukim in order to present and to formulate the proper guidelines. For Rabbanon Hayasu Oisai Ma'avdili, what do they do with that pasuk? Mi Boile, they need it for the following halacha. Shein Sheichten is a Pesach al Yachid. The Pesach Sheni is not meant to be Nishchat for an individual. That's why it says Yasu, Lashon Rabbim. Yasu Oisai. Rashi says that on account of Yasu, it says Oisai. But Oisai isn't coming to teach us anything specific. We went to find several, at least more than one. Shein Sheichten is a Pesach al Yachid, not meant to do the Pesach for an individual. Get him a friend. The kama the efshal aduri madrina. In as much as we can go find somebody, we meant to find somebody. Rashi says we'll even go to the extent of being metami somebody b'sheretz, so that he's ineligible for Pesach Rishon and he'll be compelled to join his fellow tamei with the Pesach Sheni. And Tosis points out that from here we learn that Pesach Rishon as well needs to be done for more than one person. So in conclusion, at this point in the Gemara, we learn that in some ways Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Rishon, and in some ways not. And the general formula is, if it's a mitzvah shebegufay, something which relates to the actual gufa carbon, or to the manner of eating the carbon, the way you eat the carbon, whether it's the matzah mara, whether it's tzli, that's included, and that applies. So mitzvah shebegufay would mean the avoida, the akrava, the tzli. Mitzvah she'al gufay, things that take place with the carbon, that's the matzah maror, which takes place together, it's eaten together with the carbon. Issi ben Yehuda says, we learn it from the pasuk of kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoi. All the halachas of Pesach Rishon apply to the Pesach Sheni oisoi, relates to the actual carbon itself. But something which doesn't relate to the carbon, like getting rid of chametz, that doesn't apply here. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, I'm going to see in the upcoming Brisa, they put together the psukim, prat, and klal, and conclude accordingly. Tana Rabbanon. K'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisei. Pasuk says, we're meant to be oisei, the Pesach Sheni, in a similar manner and fashion, following the same halachas as the Pesach Rishon. Yochel, if that's the case, I would think, Kishem Sharishon Asur, Bal Yiro Bal Yimotza, just like there's an Issa to have chametz around during Pesach Rishon. Kach Sheni, Asur, Bal Yiro Bal Yimotza, perhaps the same halacha applies to Pesach Sheni. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk gives us some details. Al Matzos Umurudim Yechlu. We have Pratim. We have three details, three specifics. One is going to be a mitzvah saseh of matzah marer by Pesach Sheni. One is straight out mitzvah lo saseh, now I'll break a bone. And one is going to be a lo saseh which is connected to an essay. That's the issur of noisar. Don't leave it past the zman achila. And if you do, you'll burn it. The Torah here will specify three pratim, three specifics, three details by Pesach Sheni. And on top of that, give us a klal. So in three specific ways, Pesach Sheni resembles Pesach Rishon. And then the Torah says, well, and always, kechol chukas haPesach, all the halachas of Pesach Rishon, yasu oisai. They will follow those halachas when they do Pesach Shein. We have sort of a conflict here. Is it only these things or all halachas? Says the Gemara, the point will be that we're going to include some and exclude others. So getting back to the Braisa, perhaps chametz applies as well. No. Tamalayma al matzah shemroir mechlu. The Torah specifies what applies. Matzah and maror. And the fact that we have a prat, but also a klal, kechol chukas haPesach, what we do is, we add another example of an essay. That's what the klal accomplishes. Don't limit yourself to only this essay of matzah shemroirim. Add something else as well. But don't go all the way. The prat, the fact that Torah needed to specify matzah shemroirim michlu, indicates that you meant to leave something out. Leave out another mitzvah saseh, which is going to be the mitzvah of hashpas asor, removal of the chametz. That doesn't apply during Pesach Shein. The Gemara will explain all this. Ve'ein li ela mitzvah saseh. So at this point, we only find that the klal of kechol chukas haPesach will add another item to the mitzvah saseh category, which is actually going to be tzli, as the Gemara will explain. Mitzvah Slaysa Seminayin. What about adding another item to the Mitzvah Slaysa Seminayin category? Tamalayma Lay Ashiru Menad Baker. Here we have a Lay Sasei, clearly expressed by Pesach Sheni. Don't leave some Pesach till the morning. Don't make noiser. So we have a Prat, and the Klal of Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oisai will once again return and add. We'll come back to add another item to this list, to the Lay Sasei category. Now, this is actually not a straight out loisase, it's a loisase nitak lase. Noiser is something related to an essay. So we added an item to the ase category. We have al matzah shemroir michlu, it's mitzvah ase. I'm going to add one more to that. We're going to see soon what that is. Now we have the next category, the next prat, stipulated by Pesach Sheni, which is al lav nitak lase. Don't leave it over till morning. And once again, the klal will come to add another item to that list as well. Okay, so at this point we have the klal adding something to the loisasei hanitek lasei category. What about mitzvah loisasei gomer minayin? What about adding another item to the straight out loisasei? Talmud loimar ve'etzem lo yishbru boy. The pasuk itemizes at least I say as well, by Pesach Sheni. Don't break a bone. So we have three separate pratim, three separate specifics by Pesach Sheni. One happens to be a mitzvah saseh, al matzos umeroidim yichlu. One happens to be a mitzvah lois saseh, don't break the bones. And one happens to be a lois saseh, shenetik laseh, don't leave some over past his manachil. Three pratim, which indicate that we're not meant to go all out and entirely compare the Pesach Sheni to the Rishon. We're meant to limit our comparing, our resemblance. But don't just limit to these, because we have a klal. Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisai. Pesach Sheni is meant to resemble Pesach Rishon on more accounts. Therefore, the Gemara will strike a compromise. We'll add one more to each one of these three categories, beyond what the Pasuk stipulates, as we're going to see. Ma prat nefurish, just as the prat, the specifics here, which are specified in the pasuk, are number one, mitzvah saseh, number two, veloy saseh shenitik laseh, and number three, veloy saseh gomer. We have all three categories stipulated in the pasuk. Af kol. Likewise, when we come to add another item, we're going to add one in each respective category. Af kol mitzvah saseh, v'lo yisaseh shenitik laseh, v'lo yisaseh gomer. Okay, this is the introduction. Let's get down to details. What are we going to be marbe? What are we going to be mamayit in one or all of these three categories? B'klali de matzis amuroida maiko marbi. What is the klal added to the mitzvah saseh of eating matzah mur going to include? Another Mitzvah Saseh, Sli Eish. Pesach Sheni is meant to be eaten roasted. Beprati Mamamitli. The fact that the Torah specifies a Mitzvah Saseh, Al Matzah Simurim Yechlu, which indicates that you're not meant to go all out. Don't add all the various Mitzvah Saseh. People might leave something out, which will make the Pesach Sheni somewhat dissimilar from Pesach Rishon. What is that? Hashpasa Sa'ar. Mitzvah Tashbisu. Removal of Sa'ar from your home. Sa'ar is a certain type of chametz. That's a Mitzvah Sa'ar which doesn't apply during Pesach Sheni. So we added one and we left one out. Eifachana. Perhaps the other way around. Add the Hashpasa Sa'ar and delete Tzliyesh. Mitzvah Degufay Adif. We prefer applying a mitzvah which relates to the Gufa carbon. Perhaps because the Pasuk says, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysoi, which indicates that we're trying to have the Gufa carbon resemble Pesach Rishon. Or perhaps the mitzvah of the Gufa is more prominent, it relates to the actual carbon. In any case, we choose that over Chametz. Okay, so we just addressed the mitzvah Saseh category. We're going to add Tzliyesh, exclude Hashbasas Sor. Let's move on to the next category. The mitzvahs loy sasei shazman groma. Shenitek lasei. Bichlolei de lo yashiru menat boiker, maiko marbali. Lo yashiru menat boiker, don't leave the basar of the Pesach Sheni over past morning, which makes it nicer. We have a klal added to that, right? Kechochukas HaPesach will add another item to that, another example of a loy sasei nitek lasei, which will apply to Pesach Sheni. What is that? Lo yashiru menat. We know that Pesach Rishon is not meant to be taken out of the mechitza, out of the chabur, out of the house. And that will apply to Pesach Sheni as well. And Rashi explains, this is really a lav anitik laseh, because you're not meant to take it out. If you did, bring it back in. So it falls into this category, and that will be applied to Pesach Sheni as well. But prote maikim amayitli. Okay, the fact that the Torah itemized, mentioned a single example of lois haseh, hanitik laseh, the noiser. By doing so, the Torah indicated that but I'm meant to include all different forms of loyse nitek lasei. I'm meant to leave something out. What are we going to be might? Loyirav loyamatzei. Baliyirav loyamatzei. Although it applies during Pesach Rishon, it doesn't apply during Pesach Sheni. And as Rashi explains, this as well is a lav which is related to an essay. Don't have chametz around. If you do, go burn it. And this doesn't apply in Pesach Sheni. Eifachana. Let's go the other way around. Include baliyirav loyamatzei and exclude the isser of taking the basar out of the area. Mitzvah de gufay adif, taking out of the area is something related to the gufay carbon, and we prefer that over bayirah bali matzah, which is chametz unlinked and related to the carbon. Finally, the category pertaining to loisa says, how is that going to apply? Bechloli de etzem leish berubay. This is another example of a specific that the Torah mentions by Pesach Sheni, a lav. Don't break a bone of the carbon. So the cloud that's going to add something to that, Micah Marbury, what is going to be included? Al Toichlu Meno No. We find that in Pesach Rishon, you're not meant to eat it partially roasted. That will apply to Pesach Sheni as well. This is a straight out Lois Haseh. And will be included and added to the Lois Haseh by Pesach Sheni. But Prate Micah Mamati, the fact that it's a Prat there, what are we going to leave out? Lois Hishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. This Lois Haseh, which applies to Pesach Rishon, don't do the Shechita with Chametz. That only applies to the Rishon, not to the Pesach Sheni. So we included another Lois Haseh, eating it, no, but we excluded Shechita with Chametz. Eifachana, perhaps, let's switch things around. Let's apply Shechita with Chametz and delete the Isser of no. Mitzvah de Gufei Adav. No relates to the actual carbon itself, and therefore we prefer that over the Chametz restriction. Let's see Rashi, who has a kasha here. Rashi up on top. Maika marbi al toichlu menuno. The chayv Pesach Sheni, that will apply to Pesach Sheni. However, le sishchat al chametz, that doesn't apply. The mutter le shechta al chametz, you can do the shechita Pesach Sheni with chametz, because it's not, as we just had a Mishnah. Matzah v'chametz imi v'abayis. Asks Rashi, why do we need a meat? Afagav de kvar meat le mashpas asoyer. Uim bali roa. We just need a meat. All those chametz related isurim. There's no din of tashbisu by Pesach Sheni, nor bali ro bali matzah. Why would I think that this chametz related iser leisishal dal chametz amzifke would apply. And says Rashi, there's a difference. Havamina, perhaps I would think, hani mili shloi b'shas shchita. When it's not the time of shchita, yeah, you can have chametz around. Aval b'shas shchita loy. But perhaps during the shchita, you have to be careful. You can't have chametz during the shchita of the Pesach. It doesn't work. Lahachi itzrich l'mutim leisishchat. That's why it was necessary to be mamait the iser leisishchat al chametz damzifchi by Pesach sheni. So in summary, in which way is Pesach Sheni similar to Pesach Rishon? In some ways, but not in all. We actually have three details, three pratim, in one of the three, each one of the three categories. Mitzvah Saseh has the mitzvah of matzah and Barim Yechlu. Regarding Lav Anitik Laseh, the Torah specifies, don't make noiser, la'yashir menot boiker. And in the Lav category, we have the Isser ve'etzem la'yishpuru boy. Now we have three pratim, and we also have a klal, which apparently is coming to add something to the pratim. The fact that we have details, we leave things out. We want to exclude. In the mitzvah saseh category, we exclude the din of tashbisu, hashbasa so'er. In the category of lav anitik laseh, we leave out bal yiro bal yimatz. In the lav category, we leave out l'sishchat hachametz dam zifchi. The klal will add another item to every one of these categories. It adds tzli'esh to the mitzvah saseh category. Lo yisoytzi, don't take the basar out of the area. That's in the lav anitik laseh category. And the iser of eating the pesach na, partially roasted. And that's included in the lav category. Continues the Gemara. Harishon ton hal b'achilasai, Mishnah tells us that hal is recited during the achila of the Pesach Rishon, but not the Pesach Sheni. Menani Mili. How do we know to differentiate? Amar B'yechanam, Shom Shemani Yitzadak, Amakro. The Pasuk is describing the day of Geula, Lased Lovay, Hashir, Yelachem. You will experience Shira that day, Kelel Hiskadish Chag, just as you sing on the night of Yom Tov. We learn from here, Laila HaMekudosh L'Chag To'on Halo. Only during a night which has Kedusha, which it's a Yom Tov, Asur B'Malacha. Then you say Halal. Then you say the Shir, meaning Pesach Rishon, which is a Yom Tov, Asur B'Malacha, as opposed to Laila She'ein Mekudosh L'Chag, the night which does not have Kedusha of Yom Tov, Pesach Sheni, there's no Asur B'Malacha, ain't on Halal, no Halal is said during that night. However, Zev Zeh to Unen Halal B'Asiyasan. In both cases, we say Halal during the Asiyah of both Korban Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. My time. Why is that? When it comes to the Achila, we differentiate. When it comes to the Asiya, we compare. Ibo Yisema, one shot would be, when the Pasuk is Mimait, only the Laila which is Mekudosh L'Chag requires Shira, but not a Laila which does not have a Kedusha of Chag. When the Torah is Mimait, it's Mimait a different night. Laila Kamimait. Yoyim La Kamimait. But the Yoim, which relates to Pesach Sheni, that's not excluded from this Pasuk. Therefore, says Rashi, Misvara, we say that it's no different than Pesach Rishon. Look, you're involved in bringing Korban Pesach, it's a Zman, a Simcha of Hillel, of Haidah, Tashem, on account of the Neis of Pesach. Therefore, Halal certainly said during the Asiya, the Akrov of Korban Pesach, which is actually by day. Another pshat would be, Efshar Yisrael Shoichten Es Peschein. Can you venture to say that Yisrael are involved in their Shchitas a Pesach, V'noitlen Es Lulavein, or taking their Lulav on Sukkos, doing a mitzvah, doing a Adar Yom Tov, V'einayim Halal, they won't say Halal, how can that be? Doing a mitzvah on Yom Tov, that brings out the Simcha of Yom Tov, and of course, Halal will be said. Let's take a look at Rashi, beginning with four lines from the top. It says Rashi on the fourth from the top, Hashir Yelachem, B'yoyim Shetigalu Min HaGolus, on the day of Geula, that song that you experience on that day will resemble the song that you experience on Yom Tov, Kilel Hiskadesh Chag. K'mo Yishatem Noyegim L'Sheirer B'Leil Hiskadesh Chag. Now there's no other night of Yom Tov which requires Shira. Ve'en l'cha leili chag lahatin shir chutz Mileila Pesachim Alachilasa, except for the Leila Pesach when you eat the Karban Pesach. And we learn only Laila HaMekudesh L'Chag Kuyon Pesach Rishon needs Shira, as opposed to Pesach Sheni She'en Mekudesh L'Chag. Going Leila Chilas Pesach Sheni Sheni Yom Tov, that doesn't have Shira. But during the Asiya, the Akrova, in both cases, Pesach Rishon and Sheni, you do Shira, you say Halal. Why? Because the Torah is only Mamait Laila. Laila the Pesach Sheni Miyat. Aval Yoyim Shuz Man Asiya Segloi Miyat. We only left out the night. This night as opposed to that night. But not as opposed to the day. We weren't discussing daytime. If so, Ayurik Pesach Rishon, Shaton Halal, B'Shas Chitase. Therefore, we assume that Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Rishon and needs Halal during the Shechita. K'damoron, B'tom Nishchat, Ulkamon Amrinon, Nevim Shebenein, Tiknu Lem Sheyu Oimrim, Al Kol, Perek Perek, V'Kol Dvar Chiddush, the Nevim, U'masakin, that any time we have an event, a Dvar Chiddush, of Simcha, of Neis, we say Halal. And therefore, just as Pesach Rishon has Halal during the Asiyah of the Karban Pesach, likewise Pesach Sheni. The second pshat is, Efshar, can you say that there's no Halal there? The Kivan Dvar Mitzvah, since they're involved in a mitzvah which is Yom Tov related, which brings out the Simcha of the Yom Tov, the Simcha of the Yom Tov is expressed through performance of its mitzvahs, and therefore Tohen Halal, of course, Halal is said during the Shechita of the Karban Pesach. Let's get back to the Gemara. V'nechol and Tzli, Mishnah says, Tzli applies to Pesach Sheni, as well as the fact that it's Deicha Shabbos. Shabbos in, it's only Deicha Shabbos, Tum Aloy, but it's not Deicha Tum. Suppose his tummy. Also during the Zman of Pesach Sheni, he cannot bring a Pesach Sheni. Mas nisn d'loy Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently we're not following Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, Deicha Shabbos v'ein Deicha Tum. According to the Tanakhama, Pesach Sheni only overrides Shabbos, but not Tumah. If you're Tumah, don't bring it. Rabbi Doimer, after Deicha Tumah. It even overrides Tumah. Why? My time in Tanakhama. What is the Tanakhama's reason? Why would I differentiate between Shabbos and Tumah? They're really very much related. We learn from Bimoyade, right, that carbon which is time-related supersedes Shabbos, supersedes Tumah. So this Pesach Sheni, just as it's Deicha Shabbos, it should be Deicha Tumah as well. Ah, says the Gemara, there's a special reason. We play Tumah Dechisiv. This is, so to speak, the Torah speaking. Look, I pushed him off because of his Tumah. I didn't allow him to bring Pesach Rishon. Yachsav, yachsav, betumah. Now he's going to come back and do betumah. The whole point was to avoid Tumah. So now he's going to do betumah. Therefore, it's not allowed. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda responds, HaTorah chazra alav la'asoy se betara. True, the Torah sought that he should bring a betara. That's preferred. Therefore, we gave him another chance to bring a betahara. He couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon because he was betumah. We wanted tahara. Therefore, we allowed him to wait for Pesach Sheni. Loi zacha? But suppose he wasn't zacha. Look, he's still tummy. Yasa betumah. At least let him have second best. Bring a betumah. So he agrees in concept that Pesach is not meant to be brought betumah. But in absence of an alternative, surely he's meant to bring a betumah. Tanu Rabbanan, Pesach Rishon Deiches HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni Deiches HaShabbos. In that way, they're similar. Pesach Rishon Deiches HaTumah, Pesach Sheni Deiches HaTumah. In that way, they're also similar. Pesach Rishon Tohen Lina, Pesach Sheni Tohen Lina. In a third way, they're similar. Lina means when you bring a carbon, you're meant to stay overnight in your Yerushalayim. You don't just bring a carbon and go home. You stay overnight like a good guest. And you establish yourself, at least for one night, in Yerushalayim, together with your carbon. Lina is required by Pesach Rishon. When they brought the Pesach, they had to remain overnight in Yerushalayim. The same thing applies to Pesach Sheni. So you have three similarities. Shabbos, Tumah, and Lina. Says the Gemara, Deicha HaTumah, the fact that Pesach Sheni is also Deicha HaTumah, Keman, whose Shita is reflected here? Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, we have a kasha. Will Rabbi Yehuda ton Lina? According to Rabbi Yehuda, does Pesach Sheni need Lina? For Tanya, Rabbi Doimer, Menayin LePesach Sheni, She'ein ton Lina. From when we learn that there's no Lina for Pesach Sheni, She'namar, Upanisa, Abayka, V'lachta, L'lacha. He meant to stay overnight, and only in the morning go back home. Uksiv, sheishes yomim, toichal matzis. And in the following pasuk, the Torah refers to the mitzvah of matzah, which in addition to the first day where it's a choiv, the first night it's a choiv, it extends throughout all the 7 days. There's no chiyuv to eat, but you can't eat chametz. It's optional. In any case, we're speaking about the Pesach Rishon, which is a 7-day Yom Tov. And we learn from here, Hanechal l'shisha ton lina. A Yom Tov, a Pesach which is brought, a carbon which is brought on a Yom Tov, which extends for 7 days, which is Nechal l'shisha, meaning there's matzah for another 6 days, ton lina. Then lina is applied. But Pesach Sheni, which doesn't have that, it's only a 1-day affair. Shein Echel Hashisha ain't Ton Lina. But Pesach Sheni, which is not a 6-7-day Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah of matzah. there's nothing more than the current Pesach. There's no Lina there. There's a Buddha speaking. How can you say that according to a Buddha, Lina applies to Pesach Sheni as in Pesach Rishon? Tzrei Tanoi, Valida Buddha. It's actually Machalakis Tanoim, two versions in a Buddha sheet. Point to one shita, Rabbi Yehuda held that there is lina Pesach Sheni. According to the other version, Rabbi Yehuda says lina only applies to Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. So, in summary, if we'd like to compare Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni, they're pretty much equal and the same, except for several differences, and they're basically chametz related differences. We have one difference regarding Hashpas HaSor. There's no mitzvah Tashpisu or Pesach Sheni. And the Yisra Bal Yirah Bal Yimatz doesn't apply. Another thing is regarding the Halal during the Achila, where we might from a Pasuk. And then when it comes to bringing the Pesach Betumah, can you bring the Pesach Sheni Betumah by Machlokes? And likewise, by Machlokes regarding Lina by Pesach Sheni. But otherwise, Pesach Sheni fully resembles Pesach Rishon. When it comes to the Halal, during the Asi of the Karban, when it comes to the Tzli, Matzum Marer, Shviras Etzem, eating it No, taking the Pesach out of the area, Yisr Noitzer, and the ability to bring it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, HaPesach Shabbat Betumah. Suppose Yisrael were or Tmeim, and the Pesach was brought Betumah, which allows a tmeim to eat it. However, this only applies to a tmeim maize or a tmeim sheretz, who received their tumah from an external source, as opposed to an individual who has a self-generated tumah, like a zava. They're excluded from a pesach, even a pesach baba tumah. We learn from a pasuk, which specifically mentions a tmei nefesh, one who became tamei through a maize. Therefore, says the Mishnah, HaPesach Shabbat Betumah, Lo Yoichlu Mimenu, Zavin, V'Zavois, Nides V'Yoldes. So, L'Chatchila, they don't partake. V'im Achlu Pturim Mikaris. But B'David, if they actually ate, there's no Karis. The Gemara explain why. Reb Leza Poiter, Afal B'Yas Mikdash. He extends it further. Even though the Zavin and Zavois are not meant to come into Beis HaMikdash, we have an allowance for the Tmei Meis to come in and bring that carbon, but not the Zavin and the Zavois, who are experiencing a tumah yetsim gufan, but should they happen to walk into the Beis Hamikdash, they're part of him karis. Let's see Rashi, right off to the left. Lo yochlu menu zavin, digabi tabi lenefesh ksiv ish ish nitche, vein tzibur nitche. It's in the context of a tmei meis that the Torah informs us that the tzibur will be allowed to bring the pesach b'tum. Aval gabi ziva, av tzibur nitchen, perikol dvarim, as we learned earlier. Vim achlu ptur mi karis. But even if the Zavin should eat, they're potter from Karas, the Oichel Kachem Betum. They're potter from the Karas related to eating Kachem Betum. Because the Yelf writes the Gemara, as the Gemara learned from a Pasuk. Aval, maybe as Migdosh, like Patrin Rachman, Koin Tanakama. Should they walk into the Migdosh, they get Karas. Reb Leza Poiter, Af Mi Karas to be as Migdosh. He extends it further. He says it's a ptur from Karas, even upon entry of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tami Yelf, the Gemara, as the Gemara will explain. Continues the Gemara. Tanar Abba. Zavin v'zavayis nidis v'yoldis. Sha'achlu b'pesach shabab b'tumah. Suppose these individuals ate a carbon pesach which was brought b'tumah. Perhaps Kara supplies. Tamalaima. Kol tor yechal basar. Pasuk says that only a tor can eat a basar of kachim. And the next pasuk continues. Vaner vesha shatoichal basar mzevach hashlam, asher l'ashem, v'yidu tumasayel, v'nechrusa. Should a tummy partake in basar of kachim, he gets kares. We relate the two things. We connect the two things, the two psuk. And we say like this. Nechal atohirim, chayavim olav mishum tummy. Look, the first pasuk tells us, kachim is specific for a tar. And then the pasuk continues, if a tummy should eat, he gets kares. We conclude like this. Only a certain carbon, a specific carbon, which is restricted in its achila, is designated only for tohirim in that case. If a tummy should eat, he gets kares. Nechal tohirim, which is a typical carbon, chayov and alav mishum tummy. However, when it comes to a Pesach, which is being brought betuma, the Tzmei will partake. The Tzmei Meis at least will partake. It's not specifically designated for Torah. V'she'ein nechal Torah, ein Tzmein chayav n'alav mishum tamei. In that case, even if a unqualified tamei is up, will partake, there's no curse. That's Tanakama. Reb Lezer Omer, the same thing applies to entering the Beis HaMikdash. Yochel dochku zoven v'nichus lazor. Perhaps the zoven forced away into that zor. V'pesach haba betuma, during the Pesach haba betuma experience, yochel yuchayov, and perhaps there'll be chayv kares, tamo loymar. V'yishalchum an amachne. He meant to send away from the machne. Kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tmei l'nefesh. The pasuk itemizes, gives us a comprehensive list of various tmeim which are meant to be sent out of the machne. Metzoyra, Azov, and a Tmei Meis. We learn from here that the things are dependent on each other. B'zmasha Tmei Meis Mishtalchan. At a point in time when the Tmei Meis are sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, such as ordinary times, Zov and Metzoyra and Mishtalchan. The Zov and the Metzoyra as well are meant to be sent out. And should they come back in, this curse. However, in a time when the Tmei Meis are left inside, such as when the Pesach has been brought betuma, ain't Tmei Meis Mishtalchen. In that case, ain't Zovin u'mitzaron Mishtalchen. Likewise, the severity regarding the Zovin and the Mitzar is also not as heavy. And should they come back in, there's no curse. There's an Issa, but there's no curse. Now, we have a Shaila. Boy Rav Yosef. We know that the Tmei Meisim can enter the Azor to bring their Korban Pesach. What about to the Heichal? Dochku Tmei Meisim, v'nichasu l'heichal, v'pesach haba betum. Mal, what is the lach of the Tmei Meis forced away into the heichal? There's no justification for being in the heichal. You can bring your carbon perfectly well in the Azara. What are you doing in the heichal? But is there a curse or not? Do we say, midi ishtri tumas Azara? The fact that the Torah was matter them to come into the Azara, Ishtri nami tumas heichel, perhaps the tumas heichel as well is not deemed so severe, and there's no curse for them entering there. Oidilma, or perhaps we say, look, take what you're given, don't go beyond the boundary. My the ishtri, what was mutter is mutter. The azar is mutter. My the ishtri, lo ishtri. But the heichel, which was never mutter, there was no reason to go into the heichel. That remained in full severity. That has curse. Omar Rava. Omar Kro. Let's take a look at the pasuk. Vishalchum an amachen. They meant to send from the machen. Min hamachen. We learn from here. Afilu mitzis machen. That even at a time when the Tmei Meis are mutter to be in Nazor, they're mutter to be in part of the machen shechina, still and all, you meant to send them out of Mixas, at least the portion of the machna which they're not meant to be there, which they're not meant to enter, the heichal, you want to send them out, and it's curse. Igadamri, the second version was more lenient. Omar Rava, Omar Kro, Vishalchum an amachna. And then the pasuk says, the next pasuk, Al mechutz lamachna tishalchum. The first pasuk is min amachna, even a mixas, meaning even from the heichal. Second pasuk says, El mechus l'machat shalchem. He meant to send them out completely from the machna, the heichal, the azara. We connect the two things. When one applies, the other one applies. Kol heichal, the karina bei el mechus l'machat shalchem. When this stipulation applies, send them completely out of the machna, meaning in typical ordinary times when the tmeimes are not meant to be found anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. So when that applies, karina bei v'yishach min ha-machna. We also apply the first halacha. Send them from a portion. Send them out from part of the era, part of the machna, from the heichal. But in a point in time when the tmeim are perfectly okay in the machna, they're meant to be found in the azar. There's no din, send them out completely. In that case, we don't apply the first pasuk as well. V'shalchum and ha-machna doesn't apply as well, and therefore, even from the mixas machna, from the heichal, there's no din of shiluach, meaning there's no curse generated. But of course, as Tosfos explains, there still is an iser for entry into the heichal. Okay, in summary, the Mishnah began by presenting the similarities and differences between Pesach Rishon and Sheni, and the conclusion was things which pertain to the actual guf ha-korban. They relate to the body of the korban Pesach, whether the fact that it's meant to be roasted, the fact that it's meant to be brought, with all the avodah, the hakrav of the korban, and even things that take place with the korban, eating matzah mer together with the korban, and several other examples of the same ilk. When it comes to that, we compare Pesach Sheni to Rishon. But things which are unrelated to the korban, such as chametz, that won't apply to Pesach Sheni. And the point was, we have three categories stipulated by Pesach Sheni. On the one hand, we have a klal. Pesach Sheni resembles completely the first Pesach. But then the Torah took the trouble to itemize some details. Don't leave it up until morning. I love etzem letishma rabbi. And therefore the Gemara concludes like this. The prat will exclude, the klal will add. The prat of the mitzvah sasei category will exclude the mitzvah ashpas asoir. The klal will add mitzvah of tzli, tzliyesh. The prat of lavanet klasei will exclude bali or bali matz. The klal will add, don't remove the basar from the area. The lav, the prat of the lav, ve'etzem le'ishbur boy, will exclude le'sishat ha'chamis dam zivchi. There's no issa to have chamis during the shechit. And the klal will add, al toich l'menu, no. So generally speaking, the Rishon and Sheni are very similar, with minor discrepancies. Hashpas HaSo'er doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. Bali Ro doesn't apply. Halal during the Asiyah will apply. Halal during the Achila won't apply. Tzli applies in both. Matzah Mer in both. Shvir Tze Etzem. No, Hoitza, Noisar. And the fact that it's Deicha Shabbos. Is it Deicha Tumah? Pesach Rishon, certainly yes. Pesach Sheni, we have Machlekes. Tanakhama says, certainly not. Look, the whole point of Pesach Sheni is to avoid Tumah. You're going to bring up a Tumah? Rida says, look, L'chatchila. Certainly we try to bring a Betara, but second best certainly is Tumah. Therefore, he can proceed to bring it even Betumah. Regarding Lina, staying overnight in Yerushalayim, Pesach Rishon has it. Pesach Sheni, we have two versions within Shitas Rabbi Yehud. And we concluded with the Mishnah regarding Pesach, which was brought Betumah, which is meant for the Tmei Meis, Tmei Sheretz, but not for the Zav and the Zavis, etc., will have a self-generated Tumah. What if the Zavin actually ate the carbon? According to Tanakama, there's no curse. According to Blazin, even if they entered the Beis HaMikdash, there is no curse. Rav Yosef had a shaila. During a Pesach which was brought Betumah, and the Tmei Meis went to Azara, and they proceeded into the Heichal, is there curse? According to the first version of Rava, yes there is. According to the second version, there is not. Take care, and Hatzlacha Rabba.